This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are those worms in your pocket or... Oh, yep, those are worms. This is a story I hear anytime my family is together and we're talking about my brothers and sisters. And now my kids know this story.
It sounds gross.
Anytime we're together for the holidays. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And yeah, here's the deal. So when I was 8 years old, my parents took me up to see my grandparents, Busha and Jaja, grandma and grandpa in Polish. So Jaja and I would go fishing. Be like, yes, let's go fishing. But before we did that, he had a little farm, so we would go and dig worms in his garden, which he grew potatoes, and it's kind of gross. It was right next to the chicken coop, so you know that soil is really moist.
Oh, just disgusting.
It was a breeding ground. But listen, there was a breeding ground for worms. Now, I don't...
Why are you telling us this?
I know you don't like snakes, but these worms, as an eight-year-old, they were giant. They were the size of snakes. And as a kid growing up in the Chicago area...
That's disgusting. Why are you sharing this story?
Here's why. As a kid growing up in Chicago area, I would always have little worms. These things were huge, humongous, and they would catch the best fish. So Jaja and I would say, come on over here, let's dig these up. Here, grab that one. So I'm grabbing them all and throwing them in the little pail, and then we go fishing. And he said, yeah, I bet your friends back home would like to see these. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have to have them come up here sometimes. He goes, you should take some of these home. Well, me, being 8 years old, was like, yeah, I should take some home. So the day we were leaving...
That's a great idea, Grandpa.
The day we were leaving, a couple days later, before we left, because my parents... This is a six-hour drive from Armstrong Creek, Wisconsin, down to the Chicago area where I lived. The day we're leaving, my parents are getting ready early, and I'm like, I'm going to go out to the garden, and I'm going to grab me a handful of worms. Do you think that I would ask anybody, as a silly little eight-year-old, can I have a cup? Can I have a pail? Something?
Can I have a jar?
Here's what I did.
That you poke holes in it?
Nope. I just dug the ground up a little bit. I had jeans on, right? Stuffed them in my pocket.
Disgusting. I am going to be sick.
I'm 8 years old. We drive home. I remember stopping in like Oshkosh on the way home. I remember as a kid, Oshkosh, because of the Oshkosh Bagosh clothes. My sister Brenda, we get out to go to the bathroom at a gas station, and she's like, ew, what's with your pants? And I'm like, I dried my hands on my pants because there was no... Back then, you had like that cloth that would roll through when you dried
your hands. Which is the most unsanitary way to dry your hands ever.
Because what happened was the worms were, moist. They were a little wet. And there was a ring on my pocket.
Oh, my God.
So check this out. No. We roll up, and there are my friends, Kurt Preble, Justin Poston, waiting for me. And I'm like, hey, dude, I got to show you something. And they're like, okay, what? But I'm like, I can't show you right now. I have to run in. My mom wants me to unload the car, help her do that, put my laundry where it needs to be. So I go and do that. I go inside. But here's the thing. As an eight-year-old, I think they just kind of, you lose focus as an eight-year-old boy. So I changed my pants because it was summertime and I had jeans on the whole way. It's cool in the car. And plus I had the worms in my pocket. I took my pants off, left them on the floor of my bedroom, ran outside, and they're like, hey, it's good to see you. Okay, what did you want to show us? And I'm like, oh, yep. Forgot. Wait, I'll be right back. I run inside. Here's my mother in my room, standing there, screaming my name, my real name, Tony.
Yeah.
What is this in your pocket? I went, I wanted to show Justin and Kurt this. Those are my worms that Jaja gave me. I blamed him.
Oh, my gosh.
I had worms in my pocket. So now every time we get together, like when I would bring my kids over, when we all got together, when all of the kids and my nephews were younger, I'd walk in the door and they're like, oh, thank you. You bring a little dish, right? Maybe green bean casserole. My sister Brenda, thanks. Are these worms? Do you have worms in your pocket too, like your dad did? All right, that's enough.
So it's the story that never dies.
All the time.
You are always going to be known for having the worms in your pocket.
It's like Alanis Morissette. Reach down, one hand in my pocket and the other one pulling out worms. Or Matchbox 20. Reach down, hand in your pocket.
It is so disgusting.
Pull out some worms for me.
So you had big plans, big ideas. All you kept thinking was, my friends are going to think this is the coolest thing ever. You didn't think about logistically that you had worms in your pocket for 6 hours.
Big plans call for big worms.
Oh!